I presume that nobody in that office had set eyes upon you.
No, I know no one who works at Mawson's.
Very good. Of course, it was of the utmost importance to prevent you from thinking better of it, and also to prevent you from coming into contact with anyone who might tell you that your double was at work in your place.
So I was packed off to Birmingham.
Precisely. That's why you were given that handsome advance, and why, once you were here, enough work was found for you to do to prevent your going to London, where you might have burst their little game up. And that is why there has to be two of them.
Well, yes, I see that, but why should this man pretend to be his own brother?
That also is perfectly clear. One man is to impersonate you at the office, but having hooked you, they needed someone to keep you up here. This man elected to play two roles rather than admit a third person to the plot.
Yes, yes, I see now. He was taking a great risk, was he not?
All crime involves great risk, Watson. He changed his appearance and manner as far as he could. The first Mr. Pinner who came to see you...
Mr. Arthur,
dark hair and a black beard. He would not risk disguise for that meeting. He would be close to you in a well-lit room. But here, in these dingy, ill-lit offices, he could take the chance. The beard shaved off and a fair wig added on. Permit me, Mr. Pinner.
No, don't.
There, gentlemen. The true face of Mr. Harry Pinner.
Well, it fooled me. I had no suspicions in the matter until he sang in love.
And you saw the girl filling.
Good Lord! While I've been fooled in this way, what has the other Hall Pycroft been doing at Mawson's? Well, what should we do, Mr. Holmes?
We must wire to Mawson's.
They shut at 12 on Saturdays.
There may be some doorkeeper or attendant.
Yes, they keep a permanent guard there on account of the value of the securities they hold. I remember hearing it talked of in the city.
Very good. We shall wire to him and see if all is well and if a clerk of your name is working there. That is clear enough. But what is not clear is why, at the sight of us, this man should instantly walk out of the room and hang himself.
The paper.
What?
That paper. It's in the paper.
Oh, of course. Oh, idiot that I was. I thought at the time.
To be sure, the secret lies there. Where is it?
In the next room. I'll get it.
Oh. Sherlock Holmes. I did not recognize you. But then my mind was elsewhere.
Here we are. It's in the stop press. Crime in the city, murder at Mawson Williams. Gigantic attempted robbery. Capture of the criminal. Oh, that's all. No, there's no report. Murder.
It's time for the police. Mr. Pycroft, if you'd have the kindness to step out and fetch them. The doctor and I will remain on guard.
Yes, Mr. Holmes. Right away.
On guard, Mr. Holmes. Do you really think I tried to escape? No. Even if I had the strength... I haven't got the will. It's broken, gentlemen. It's broken.
I would say that you had answered the riddle, Mr. Holmes.
A half the riddle, Inspector Gabriel.
He has made a full confession. The case is closed. You gave us the key, and then it was simplicity itself. There were two villains involved, and there were two brothers.
Good heavens. But I thought that...
Beddington brothers. You have heard of them, I expect.
Of course. Ned and Jethro Beddington. One a forger and cracksman.
And one a confidence trickster.
The perfect combination.
But we needed the key.
Excuse me, Inspector Gabriel, but... What are you talking about?
Two halves of a riddle, Mr. Pycroft. The first half and your involvement in it, you already know. The second half
was enacted earlier this afternoon in Lombard Street, London, EC1. Sergeant Tusson of the City Police observed a man coming down the front steps of Mawson and Williams. He was carrying a carpet bag. The sergeant's suspicions were instantly aroused, but when he tried to interrogate the man, he took flight. And it was only after a chase and a desperate struggle that the sergeant, assisted by Constable Barry, succeeded in arresting him.
What was in the carpet bag?
Nearly £100,000 worth of American railway bonds. And a large amount of scrip in other mines and companies.
This was Jethro Beddington, of course.
Correct.
Murder, the paper said.
Following the apprehension of Beddington, the premises were entered and searched. The body of the guard was found, doubled up and thrust into the largest of the safes. The man's skull had been shattered by a blow from a poker delivered from behind.
A brutal crime.
The Beddingtons are brutal men, Dr. Watson.
And they nearly got away with it.
Nothing would have been discovered until Monday. And by that time, they would have been out of the country in a